Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Portfolio diversification. I'm certain it's a phrase every one of us has heard, no matter where we are on our investment journey. Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. This is Sheetal, and today we're about to understand the value in having a diversified portfolio. You would have heard diversification of portfolio is a good idea. In fact, the Oracle of Omaha has said that diversification is protection against ignorance. We're about to find out a little bit more on why this is an important strategy, I would imagine, if especially you're a first time or a new investor. Now, to help us understand portfolio diversification, we've decided to call on Brijesh Dalmia, who is the founder of Dalmia Wealth Private Limited. He's also authored 10 books until now on investments, business practices, personal growth, and enjoys over 1 lakh readers for these books that he has to his credit. He's also a voracious reader and loves playing chess. But today we are here to pick his brains on portfolio diversification. Thank you so much, Brijesh, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Sheetal. And it's my pleasure to be here.
Right. And, you know, we like to begin with the basics and the basics over here, especially because, like I said, this should be of value, this podcast specifically, of those who are starting out their investment journey. So what really is diversification when you say use that term in the context of portfolios?
Well, Sheetal, diversification simply means to spread your investments into more than one asset class. Mm-hmm. So, for example, worldwide, it is considered that there are 7 to 8 asset classes. Okay. For example, equity, fixed income, property, gold, foreign exchange like dollars, art, commodities, and maybe now you can call crypto also as an asset class. So these are the 7-8 places where one can invest. All other investment options are one or the other hybrid or the variable of these 7-8 asset classes. And diversify means one should invest at least in 3 to 4 asset classes to make sure that the optimum results are achieved.
So what you're saying then is that when it comes to mutual funds, we must not really put all our eggs in one basket. So if you could tell us a little bit more on the need for diversification, what is the importance and how does it really protect us?
See, when you invest in mutual funds, you get the advantage of investing in a basket. And you can invest through mutual fund in equity-oriented products, fixed income-oriented products. There are schemes which invest in gold-oriented products. So you get diversification the moment you invest in a mutual fund scheme. However, you should not stick to just one mutual fund scheme because that also doesn't follow the norm of diversification. You should have at least a couple of fund houses, at least a couple of schemes in which you diversify your investment so that you are protected in case of any adverse circumstances, any adverse performance of those specific schemes in which you have invested. So you should not put all your eggs in one basket. It means that you should never have all your investments into one asset class, one single AMC, or one single scheme. Even if you are bullish on equity-oriented products, you should have at least 1 or 2 AMCs with 2 or 3 mutual fund schemes in equity where you should invest. Because in that case, you reduce the risk of something going wrong. And so you should diversify.
So reduction of risk is one benefit to be accrued out of a diversified portfolio is what I'm taking away from your response, Brijesh.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth.
Did you know?
When shares were traded in physical form in the 1980s, the settlement of stock trades could take more than a month. After the introduction of electronic matching engines in the mid-1990s, the process of settlement was reduced to 14 days. Now, the same process takes 2 days.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Now, here's the other thing I was reading, right? When I spoke about Warren Buffett's quote, that particular, quote, a lot of people believe that only if you're ignorant, diversification is for you. If you're a very, very seasoned investor, you really needn't really bother about this. So I want to ask you this. When should an investor look at diversifying the portfolio in his financial journey?
All right. This is very interesting. And I agree with what Warren Buffett says, but the context is different. He says that you should not over-diversify. He's not saying that you should only invest in equity because Mr. Warren Buffett himself has a huge portfolio into cash and bonds, apart from equity, which he keeps it for the rainy day in case the markets crashes and then he deploys those investments.
Right.
So the idea is that if you are investing in, let's say, equity, direct equity stocks, you should not invest in 100 or 200 or 500 different stocks. You should limit your diversification there, because in that case, it is a concentrated bet and you can make more money, and which is an established theory in the capital market model also. The idea is that you should not invest in one or two stocks as well as 200 and 300 stocks. There has to be an optimum selection of stocks. Generally, this optimum selection is around 15 to 25 stocks. In the same way, when you are investing in a mutual fund scheme, you should not invest in one scheme or 25 different schemes. You should generally have four or five different schemes, and that is called diversification. So you have to fall somewhere between the number one and the infinite number in which people try to diversify and think they will make enough money if they have more number of stock, more number of schemes, and more number of places where they have made investment. So typically, you should diversify within the asset class as well as across the asset class. And there is no time when you should do this. For example, if you are young, 20, 25, 30 years old, you have higher risk ability to take, you are into a job which is paying you and you expect to continue for the next 20, 30, 40 years of your life, you can stick a higher allocation to your equity portfolio because you can handle the risk. But as you grow, you should think about diversifying into fixed income and then into real estate. And gold is, of course, an important part of the asset allocation where you should think about 5 to 10% at least as your portfolio is growing. So as you grow in your journey, you should have at least 3 to 4 asset classes, that is equity, fixed income, real estate, and gold. And then you have to think twice before you diversify into foreign exchange, art, crypto, and commodities. And why I say this is because unless you understand the dynamics of these four asset classes, which are specialized asset classes, and generally you do not have much idea about these four asset classes, how they perform, what is the right time to enter, exit, because we don't understand the underlying product per se and the volatility contained with that. So that's why I say that as far as you have 80 to 90% of your investments or portfolio diversified across the first four asset classes that are at the cost of repetition, I will do equity-oriented products, fixed income, real estate, and gold, you should be doing fine.
So I think that is very useful for us since you've given us the first four asset classes as the sort of ideal mix according to you. What are the overrated or some of those underrated strategies in diversification? And what's your advice to investors? Here's where I'm looking to bust some myths and get some facts out of you.
Well, as I said earlier, that diversification is important, but the overrated fact about diversification is to diversify too much. So let us say you are bullish on equity. So you should have a limited diversification in your investment basket. You should not own the entire universe of the stock market in the country. So if there are 2,000 companies, you need not buy 200 and 400 of them. You are good with 15, 20. So the overrated strategy is this, that, you know, the more you diversify, the more it is safer for you, which is not the right analogy. And the underrated strategy, I would say, is that when you invest in a mutual fund scheme and you have two or three good equity funds or fixed income funds, then you don't need to diversify beyond that to get 80 to 90% of the results that you're looking at. Mutual funds are underrated as far as the diversification strategy is concerned, because the moment you invest in one mutual fund scheme, you're automatically diversifying across 50 to 100 different underlying securities which are held by that mutual fund scheme. People fail to realize this, and mostly investors say that I have done an SIP of 5,000 in one scheme, give me another scheme, and then they will do 2,000 rupees SIP in another scheme, and after 6 months they want another scheme. It just doesn't help. Unless your portfolio is really large, you don't need to look beyond 3 to 4 schemes, because you are any which way diversified. The underlying portfolio has a lot many stocks. So I would say over-diversification is overrated, and mutual fund schemes are underrated when it comes to diversification.
I think they've got a good understanding the value of portfolio diversification on the MoneyWise podcast today. And Brijesh, thank you so much for spending time with us and helping our listeners get hold of this topic.
Thank you so much, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.